Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Lincoln County Commissioner Casey Miller, and I'm very grateful to be coming to you from Uquinna Bay Communications in the Bob Spangler Studios. We are on a run with Oregon Coast Community College, been having so many great guests, and two more are here today. We have Melissa Batchelor. She's the Associate Dean of Academic Affairs, Title II Director. Also, Rob Seal is with us today, a Title II Specialist for Oregon Coast Community College. And thanks for being here early. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, I am learning so much in the last month and a half about just these incredible service Oregon Coast Community Colleges provides. And it just seems like it's evolved to be such wraparound services for students. And Melissa, maybe you could start with, what is your background and what brought you to Lincoln County?
Well, first, I'm having a new life experience. I've been here for about 8.5 months, moved from the Midwest. So previously, I was a professor and have worked at a community college. So I'm also a community college graduate. So this is a little bit of a passion of mine to be able to continue to work in the community college realm. So this job popped open at Oregon Coast Community College, and I was ready for a life change. So applied, got the job, moved here, and now I'm wearing some new hats in my new role at Oregon Coast Community College.
Awesome. Rob, and I heard your story. Seal, it's legit. What brought you to Lincoln County, and how are things going so far?
I worked for Boise State for 13 years. COVID caused my job to go away. Took my first 3-week vacation in my entire life with my family. We decided to go to Seal Rock, and we fell in love instantly. Decided we were going to move here at some point. I thought it would be 5 years. We owned a house within November, from June to November. So we moved here and found a new job.
Wow. Well, good to have you here. And what a great story though, right? I mean, those are not maybe uncommon stories why people come to the Oregon Coast. It's a fantastic place to be, and I'm glad you both made it and got settled. I mean, you're smiling, so things look pretty good. And just a thought there, Rob, how the pandemic pivot. People have been pivoting, right? So good to have you guys here today. Melissa, maybe you could kind of contextualize this conversation. I know we're talking about how you provide really what I see as wraparound services for those needing to get their GED. Can you kind of contextualize maybe what you're trying to do for the community in terms of GED, but also with that English as a second language priority as well?
So we serve GED and English as a second language, our ESOL program.
Yeah.
And we are also trying to offer Spanish GED. And so kind of the role for us with GED and ESOL is to really build skills that individuals need in order to kind of be that conduit to wherever they want to go. Yeah. So we really want to help bridge them, whether it's employment, whether it's moving into a certificate, whether it's job training, whether it's a degree, whatever it is, we really want to help them reach that goal.
Yeah.
And so the beauty of our program is that we really do try to wrap around services by helping individuals get where they need to go, whether it's supporting them through technology. We have computers and hotspots that we loan out. Also, they may be part of our STEP program, so there may be additional support there, meeting with us, trying to figure out, working with our student success coach, so that we can just kind of really figure out what it is that they need or that they want to be successful. We're also trying to kind of pilot some new things by, you know, students come in, they're really motivated, or maybe they score really high initially during orientation. And so how can we help them move faster and reach that goal, whatever it is?
Yeah.
We are open enrollment. So we allow students to enroll all the way through the 9th week. So, you know, we kind of take students where they are. And again, we really want to help them. So even if they're in a class for the term, at any point, if our instructor says, hey, the student is ready to, you know, take a ready to check and see where they are, if they're ready to take that GED, we want to push towards that. We also have funds. So for our students that are enrolled in our program, we have funds that help pay for those ready tests and to take that GED.
Yeah. Well, and a comment about your wraparound services. I have a family member who is, you know, returning to school to get her GED. She's 49 years old. And what I've observed is just a real, real helpful experience. I mean, I think she had a lot of anxiety about it, and it's been going really good for her so far. So thank you for that, for what you're doing to help her get to where she needs to go. But let's unpack a little bit of this, you know, jumping in to take the test at any point, because, you know, I didn't realize this. My thought was that, okay, you know, you're going to be in for a semester and you're going to be in for another semester, but it's not like that, right? I mean, you can go straight to the test. I mean, at any time, or do you even need a little pre-eval to know that they're ready to take the test? How's that work?
We do an initial placement testing at orientation. It takes about 2 hours. Okay. And that kind of gives us indication of where the educational levels coming in are.
Okay.
So the highest is a level 6. If you've achieved that level 6 before coming in, it's usually just a simple brush up, and then we'll see about where your tests are. If you've got 3s, 4s, 5s, it takes a little bit of time to get there, but we'll get you there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's take our first break. Thank you, Rob. We are also with Melissa Batchelor, Rob Seal from Oregon Coast Community College. We're going to take our first break and be back with you in just a moment. Stay with us.
We're back on Lincoln County Connections. With us today, Rob Seal and Melissa Batchelor, Oregon Coast Community College. So we talked about before the break this test. It doesn't sound terribly intimidating, right? To, you know, figure out where you're at. So, and does that help us understand, or help a student understand, what coursework they're going to engage in? And I guess what I'm a little confused about is, so they're not a person doesn't necessarily start right at the beginning of a class, or kind of help me understand that. Like, someone needs certain math, but they're not just going to jump in midstream to a math class necessarily, right?
So the way our courses are set up is that they're kind of in modules or units that focus on skills.
Okay.
I'm really going to push for differentiation. And so, like, when you come in and take a test, we are able to glean information from that. So we know what areas that you're strong in and the areas that you really need to focus on.
Okay.
And so we want to use that to kind of, in class, to kind of focus. So if everybody in the class understands fractions, we don't need to focus on fractions. Let's work on ratios. Let's work on probability.
Interesting.
So kind of trying to meet students where they are and what are the skills that they need in order to be able to pass the test. So the GED consists of 4 tests. So there's math, there's language arts with writing, social studies, and science. And so we've kind of chunked that up. So a lot of times students will do the language arts. So the reading part, or social studies and science kind of reading, but again, more of that, you know, nonfiction kind of reading, you know, that technical, being able to find things on a map key and locate information in diagrams. So we have found that if we can put them in that language arts first, that's going to make sure for us that they have those reading skills that they need.
Yeah.
And then once we get them to pass that, they're usually pretty successful of brushing up on, you know, some of those other skills, standards that they need to meet. And so that is kind of one of the things. So we are flexible in that we do want students. I don't want a student to have to wait. Sorry, you can't wait.
Yeah.
You got to wait until, you know, April, where we can at least get them in and get them going. One of the things I didn't mention previously is that our students that come in for our GED program, all of them get a book. So we give them a book that they're able to utilize and a calculator. the beauty is on some of our ready tests that, you know, kind of predict how they're going to do, like we can go back and look at that data and it says like, hey, on page 56 in this book, you need to. So we have found that that's really helpful in getting students to really look at that so that they kind of understand, not being disappointed about maybe their score, but like, look, let's look at these areas that we really want to focus and brush up so that now you're ready to take another test and let's hope that you increase that score and move forward.
It sounds so thoughtful to the student in so many ways. And forgive me for skipping around here. Can we talk just briefly though about how critical is the GED in society today? I mean, put that in context and what are your thoughts on that?
It depends on the individual. And it depends on what path someone wants to take. So what are your goals? So some individuals need that GED in order to move into college, have that degree to be able to move forward, making sure that they have the skills that they need in order to be successful, which is kind of what we do. We have some that need it for employment reasons, some for personal, I want to do this. We are seeing a larger percentage of students. So we kind of serve starting at age 16. We are starting to see a lot of that under 18 population start to come in to us. It's interesting because, you know, a lot of those students would have lived through the pandemic. How has that impacted, you know, what they were doing previously in school?
Well, no, I think that's a great answer. You know, I mean, yeah, Rob, anything to add? I mean, I know it was kind of a, you know, just a basic question, but, you know, I see through our human resources department, just those thresholds for things. But certainly, I'm sure there's many stories of very successful, capable people that never got their GEDs. But nevertheless, it seems to me like overall, it's something, you know, you just kind of need to get done and it'll benefit you. Just leaves future possibilities of having that be a barrier. Just get it out of the way, you know.
Our ESOL students, so our students who English isn't their first language, those might be individuals that are really wanting. So they may have a degree or a high school diploma from another country. And so sometimes that isn't always recognized here. So some of them may want to brush up and improve their English skills. So that, you know, so again, another group in the community that we are kind of serving to kind of help them in whatever way is possible. And so what is it their goal? Do we want to bridge them into, you know, is it their job? So they're improving those skills for that employer. Is it that we want them to pursue a degree or they want to, I shouldn't say we, it should be they. I always kind of think of the we because we're a partner with them. And, you know, it's like, I see it as a way to, how can I help you get to where you want to go?
Excellent. That is Melissa Batchelor. We are also with Rob Seal. We are going to take our last break and we'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for joining us. Indeed, we are back on County Connections today with Melissa and Rob from Oregon Coast Community College, talking about those opportunities for you at OCCC. And okay, so I do want to talk about your recruiting of an instructor. But Rob, so I've been listening to the show today, say, should I just go to the website and start hitting buttons? I mean, will it be easy for folks to find these opportunities?
I'm pretty easy to find at the OregonCoast.edu/GED.
Okay.
Or you can just come into the community college in Newport and I will take care of you.
And what a feeling, right? It's like you guys don't remember the old campus where I went to school. And now it's like you walk in and wow, it's a school. So as you'd said, you know, a lot of wraparound services. We barely scratch the surface on what you provide for individuals. I mean, I just feel grateful for what you do. So just walk through the door. Go to the website. You're going to find people to help you get where you need to be.
Absolutely.
So awesome. So, okay, you need an instructor, a bilingual instructor, and is that hard to find?
Yes.
Okay. So, how can we help through
just,
the show?
Just to give you a little context, our ESOL program in Lincoln City has grown like 3 times.
Wow.
I have a lot of students in Lincoln City that are looking to pursue a Spanish GED. So I'm looking for somebody that's bilingual that can teach in Spanish probably most of the time, so that we have individuals up in Lincoln City that would have access to being able to obtain their GED in Spanish. We do offer that currently in Newport.
Okay.
One of the things we kind of didn't talk about is our modalities.
Please.
And how we're teaching.
Tell me about modalities.
So, you know, we used to be face-to-face, and then a pandemic happened, and we all had to pivot and switch and do things we had never done before.
Indeed.
So one of the things that we're working on is, the way we offer class is we offer it, we call it officially, face-to-face and live stream.
Yeah,
I call it Room and Zoom, so that way you can be in the classroom. But if for whatever reason you got to work late, you got a flat tire, you can join through Zoom.
Yeah,
so that at least you're still able to engage in a way. So just trying to offer a little bit of flexibility for our classes, so that way.
I'll be on 3 Zoom calls today. So
yeah,
it is just the way.
We're getting pretty good at Zooming, right?
Well, yeah. And you had said, you know, hey, you'll even provide computers to make that possible, hotspots to make that possible. I mean, that's really fantastic. From a county perspective, we're trying to bring more broadband into the community to make this possible. So, any other thoughts as we're kind of moving our way towards the end of the program? Now, if somebody is listening and they could qualify, again, would they just, you know, give the school a call?
Thank
Melissa, or Rob, I can, you know, teach.
Yes, reach out to me.
Okay.
We can definitely get in contact. Actually, the job is posted on our HR page for employment opportunities on our website. So I would be ecstatic. I don't want to put that class out there until I know I have somebody, because I don't want to have to disappoint a group of students when I am not able to find somebody to actually teach that class.
Yeah. Well, any last thoughts you have? We've got about a minute and a half left for our listeners who are, you know, uncomfortable or don't think they can do this. Tell them how you're going to help get them there.
Just come on in. Just reach out to me and we will get you to where you want to be.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we're there to help you open up all the doors to your future that you possibly can. And it's not a scary process. It's pretty easy and we'll take care of you.
Yeah. Appreciate that so much. I think that was well said. And I'm glad you said it, because it can't be intimidating, right? I remember trying to pull all my credits together from community college and four-year college, and can I get into OSU, or, you know, and I mean, that in itself can be a bit of a task, right, to acquire all that information. But it seems the more I talk to your team, there's just a really big commitment to making it as easy as possible for people. Like, you guys are committed to getting people to another level in their education. It's awesome.
Yep. We just want to be that conduit to get them where they want to go. We just need to know what it is that you want so that we can help you get there. And so I think that is part of my passion, why I've been in the community college for 20 years, is because I didn't really realize what a community college was, because my parents didn't go to college.
Yeah.
So no idea what it really was. And once I found out what it was, just the relationships that you build with your instructors, with people there that really want to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. Fully support you guys. I'm a community college graduate. So grateful for Oregon Coast Community College. We've been talking to Melissa Batchelor and Rob Seal. Thanks, you guys, for all the work that you're doing. And thanks for coming in to let us know. Come back, okay?
For sure.
Okay, so we will see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections. And until then, I recommend that you go check out Oregon Coast Community College's website and look for those opportunities. It's a great website with lots of information. And look for that catalog, too. See you next week. Thanks for listening.